listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
You know, Ben, standing here at an archaeological site like this, looking out over these ancient ruins, it really puts you in a different frame of mind. You feel the immense weight of the stories buried under your feet.
Especially here, on the coast of modern-day Turkey, near the historical site of Troy, it's impossible not to think of the greatest war story ever told, the Trojan War. It's the foundation of Western literature.
And it's a story we all think we know. For anyone who needs a quick recap of the myth, it starts when Paris, a Trojan prince, abducts or elopes with Helen, the wife of the Spartan king Menelaus, and the most beautiful woman in the world. In response, Menelaus's brother Agamemnon gathers a massive army of Greek heroes like Achilles and Odysseus, and they sail to Troy to get her back. What follows is a brutal 10-year siege, ending only with the trick of the Trojan horse.
The face that launched 1,000 ships. It's the ultimate epic of passion, glory, and revenge. But archaeologists and historians have long suspected that the reality was probably driven by something far less romantic, which leads us to our central question. Was the Trojan War really fought over a woman?
It seems almost blasphemous to question Homer, but I imagine a 10-year war is a huge investment for just one person, even if she is the queen of Sparta.
It is. And that leads to the first most powerful point, geopolitics and economics. The city of Troy had one of the most strategic locations in the entire ancient world. It sat right at the mouth of the Dardanelles, the narrow strait of water that connects the Aegean Sea to the Black Sea.
So it was a choke point.
A critical economic choke point. Any ship wanting to pass through to the rich grain fields and metal resources of the Black Sea coast had to go right past Troy. By controlling that strait, Troy could control, and more importantly, tax, a huge portion of the region's trade. For a rising, aggressive sea power like the Mycenaean Greeks, a rival power controlling that trade route would have been an intolerable obstacle. The war was likely a brutal conflict over control of this vital economic highway.
So it was more of a trade war than a love story, a fight for resources, not romance.
Exactly. And that ties into the second point. This was likely part of a much larger clash of civilizations. In the late Bronze Age, the Achaean or Mycenaean Greeks were an expanding power. Troy, on the other hand, was not an isolated city-state. Hittite records show it was almost certainly a powerful vassal state or ally of the massive Hittite Empire, the great land-based superpower in Anatolia.
So it was a proxy war, the Greeks taking on a key ally of their main regional rival.
That's a very modern and very accurate way to look at it. It was a struggle for regional dominance. Helen, if she was a real person at all, was more likely the diplomatic pretext, the spark that lit the fuse on a powder keg that had been filling for decades. It's much easier to rally soldiers to fight for the honor of a kidnapped queen than for control of shipping lanes.
Which brings us to the source of the story itself, Homer's Iliad. How much of that can we actually treat as history?
And that's the final crucial point. Homer was a poet, not a historian. The Iliad is a masterpiece of literature, not a factual transcript. It was composed around 800 BCE, but the war it describes probably took place around 1200 BCE. That's a 400-year gap, longer than the gap between us and Shakespeare.
And that was during a period historians call the Greek Dark Ages, right?
Yes, a period where writing itself was lost and then regained. The story of the Great War was passed down orally for generations by bards. By the time Homer crafted it into his epic poem, it had become a myth, a vehicle to explore timeless themes of rage, honor, glory, and the tragic nature of the human condition. He was using the core historical memory of a real, long-ago conflict to tell a deeper truth about humanity, not to write a history textbook.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time.